Cold hardiness is essential for the survival of winter wheat grown in the state. South Dakota winter wheat breeder Sunish Sagal explains, winter wheat is a remarkable plant which is designed to withstand freezing temperatures. The crop is planted in the fall, where it germinates and sprouts a few leaves. As temperatures drop, the plant prepares for winter by diminishing water content and increasing its sugars.
Once the soluble sugars are stored in the crown, which I will call as a mission control, and it has a lot of antifreeze in it, it can handle pretty low temperatures and survive through the winter.
Winter survival is enhanced by seeding depth and soil moisture, plant residue on the soil surface, and hopefully some snow cover.
If you have open winters like what we're seeing this year, but you have no-till, you have a higher chance of survival than if you had a tilled soil or if you didn't have crop residue. And then just even 1 inch of snow can provide far better survival than having no cover on the ground.
Despite air temperatures falling below zero, soil temperatures are much warmer. But in fields without crop residue, heating and cooling happens faster, and winter damage is possible. Sagal points to some testing fields with and without residue in the very dry fall of 2024.
Following soybean, it was hard rock. In that field, I saw some winter kill. Otherwise, following oats crop, not even a single row died under a no-till situation, and there was really, really very little moisture. Only half-inch moisture where they swelled, they never came up.
Sagal stresses that winter hardiness is the first trait of importance in his winter wheat breeding program. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.